This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. It's Paul Ann Becker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hey, if you're staying home more than usual, you may want to use the time to try some unusual food combinations. One poll by Spam. Yes, Spam wanted to know about people's favorite unusual food combos. And according to their survey, here are a few suggestions. French fries and a chocolate milkshake. Cottage cheese and fruit. Fruit preserves with cheese and crackers. Chocolate and popcorn. Peanut butter and an apple. Sauerkraut and cheese. Never heard of that one. Cheddar cheese and apple pie. Cold pizza and ranch dressing. And sour cream and onion chips with chocolate. Most of those are pretty tame. Send me an email of some of your favorite unusual food combinations. Paul at WCSY.com. Well, spring starts Thursday, and 76% of us plan to do some spring cleaning. Apparently, it's a tradition. All right. Now, we know you're spending a lot of time at home, but don't spend all your downtime on social media. A new study out of Germany found that people who cut back on the amount of time they spend on Facebook are happier and more active than those who spend a lot of time scrolling through their Facebook feed. By the way, did you know even Mount Everest is closed for business? Nepal's Department of Immigration just announced all spring Mount Everest expeditions have been canceled over coronavirus. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Becker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. When it comes to superheroes, no one beats Superman. Well, that's what a new survey by the California tourism company Visit Anaheim found. Respondents said the Man of Steel was their favorite superhero, followed by Superman, Batman, Captain America, and Iron Man. Don't mind saying my superhero is biblical. I have no idea how they do this, but scientists studied the growth rings in the fossilized remains of 70-million-year-old clamshells and determined during the time of the dinosaurs, the Earth spun on its axis faster and orbited the sun slower. In fact, they said back then a day on Earth was about a half hour shorter, that a year was a week longer. So, now we know what killed off the dinosaurs. The time change! Astronomers say they found a planet at the outskirts of our galaxy where the average daytime temperature is 4,300 degrees. And there are constant daily rainstorms of hot, molten iron. Man, what would your umbrella have to be made of? Interesting, Americans seem more worried about their finances than their health during this outbreak. And apparently what all this hand-washing and sanitizing is going to do to our hands. One more thing, if we've marked the end of handshakes, what other physical greetings are people using? Top choices, a wave and a nod, followed by bumping elbows, bowing, and tapping feet. What? Remember, if you are the administrator of a business, organization, or church and have a closing coming up in the weeks ahead, visit theradiostations.com/closings and sign up so that you can enter your information from your phone or laptop and it will appear on our closings pages on all of our radio stations here in Southwest Michigan and Northern Indiana. Takes just a minute, and it's absolutely free. theradiostations.com/closings. Right at the top, click sign up. And, of course, keep on top of all our closings and cancellations 24/7 at our website, WCSY.com. There's a closings tab right on the top of the page. Knucklehead news out of Columbus, Ohio. I don't know why this surprises me, but police are warning about the dangers of knitting while driving. So much attention has been given to the hazards of texting or drinking while driving. But after cops caught a woman video knitting behind the wheel of her car, they thought it was a good idea to let people know they shouldn't be doing that. The video, which police shared on Twitter, shows the driver sitting at a red light with knitting needles and yarn in her hands. The woman was not issued a ticket, but cops are using the video to teach others about distracted driving. Oh, do I have stories about things I've seen people do behind the wheel between South Haven and Benton Harbor on I-196. That's your Daily Buzz. You find something I should buzz about, get it to me, please, Paul at WCSY.com, or copy and paste a link. You can email that or leave it on our Facebook page. Sign up for Daily Buzz podcasts. We'll email them to you every day. You can do that at WCSY.com. Listen to them there as well as other great podcasting outlets, iTunes, TuneIn, Podcast Republic, Google Play, whichever player you choose. Likely we're there. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. Have a safe, happy St. Patrick's Day. Remember, all the COVID-19 info you need is available at WCSY.com. Make it a great day.